Now, last month marked the 400th anniversary of the death of arguably the world's greatest playwright. And in a couple of weeks' time, his most famous play is going to be performed at Ingatestone Hall. It's part of a major tour by a company which has been touring professional outdoor Shakespeare productions for over 30 years. And to find out more, I'm joined on the line by the director, Michael Dyer. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning.
We have had a few technical problems, so hopefully we're going to be okay here, but we can hear you loud and clear at the moment. Michael, why Hamlet?
We like to do a different play every year. We don't like to repeat plays too often. And this one particularly, it is actually the most well-known play of Shakespeare's. It's surprising how many people think they know Hamlet, even if they've never seen it. And it contains so many words and phrases which we still use today. Very popular phrases and things that that people will recognise. And it's a very good story.
Now, I'm guessing there'll be a lot of people, if you've not studied it at school and you, you're maybe not an aficionado of Shakespeare, who everybody will have heard of Hamlet and they'll know that it is the play that, the part really that every Shakespearean actor really wants to get. But it, just in case people aren't aware, give us a brief synopsis of the story.
Well, briefly, the old king of Denmark has died. And his brother has married the old king's widow, but the son of the old king, Hamlet, is not very happy about this. It all happened in quite a hurry. He's visited by the ghost of his father, who says that he was murdered by his brother. And the story is then Hamlet trying to prove whether this is the case or not.
It's quite a play, isn't it? I mean, all these hundreds of years later, it is still really sort of making an impact. Is your production adapted in any way?
It's only adapted from the point of view that I've cut the length of it. Some Hamlet productions go on for 4.25 hours, which, quite honestly, is too long to sit in the open air in this country. So I've cut it down to 2 hours, but we've not lost any of the story. And all the good speeches and the really popular bits are still in there.
Now, you're being quite authentic to the way that Shakespeare's plays were originally performed at the Globe Theatre and elsewhere, in that you've got an all-male cast.
That's right. It started almost by accident. In 2004, I did a production of Twelfth Night, and at the end of the season, it was a terrible summer. We paid all the bills, all the wages, and we had nothing left in the bank. And I was running with 8 actors then, and I thought, I've got to cut the company down to 6. And the following year, I was going to be doing A Midsummer Night's Dream. And the problem is, if I had a couple of female actors in A Midsummer Night's Dream, they would have to play the mechanicals, and it loses the joke that one of the men has got to play Thisbe in the play within a play at the end. So I thought, well, I'll do an all-male production, and it was so popular, and people were saying, oh, do another one like that, and basically we've been an all-male company ever since.
What sort of challenges does that pose?
Quite a lot. It's a very good challenge for the actors, particularly the 2 actors playing Queen Gertrude and the young Ophelia. We're not looking for actors, you know, to play, to do a sort of a drag act or a total female impersonation. But we're looking for actors who can put across the essence of the character and the attitudes of the character. And we found that that works quite well. And last year, for instance, when we did As You Like It, I had a male actor playing the role of Rosalind. And there were many, many jokes there in the text which would never come across if a woman was playing the part.
So it adds an extra richness to it.
Yes.
Because in Shakespeare's play, it would normally be sort of young boys playing the female parts, wouldn't it?
Whose voices haven't broken?
Yes. So you're not going down that route, obviously.
Not quite that young. No. My youngest actor is actually 23.
And you've mentioned, Michael, that you've got you're quite a small company. Now, presumably you've got some multitasking here, because there aren't enough actors for all the characters, are there?
Well, that's right, and many of the actors are playing more than one role. And that's part of the fun of it, actually. That in one scene, for instance, there's the Queen Gertrude, and Hamlet's friend Horatio comes on in the same scene. So I have to find a way to get Gertrude off stage, because the same actor is playing Horatio and comes on almost immediately. So we've got some very quick changes.
Wow.
We've got some quick change costumes. It is a fully costume production. It's not modern dress. Because many of the places we play, and beautiful gardens like Ingatestone Hall, it doesn't look right just coming on in T-shirt and jeans or grey suits. So we do have historical costumes.
And as well as directing this, you have a part in it yourself, I believe.
I'm playing a small part, yes. I'm playing the ghost of Hamlet's father.
Quite an important part.
Oh, well, I think it's important. They're all important, that's the thing. But, yes, I like to keep my hand in occasionally, so I only make an appearance at the beginning of the play and a brief appearance in part two.
Now, Ingatestone Hall is just one of the venues in quite a long tour that you're doing, and they're all outdoors?
Most of them. There's a few indoor performances, but most of them are open air. We go on until the end of August. We've already been to Belgium and Holland. We play in the UK from north of Aberdeen down to the Scilly Isles. We're going to Berlin for a brief visit, to Norway for a few days to perform. And that goes on to the end of August. And then after that, we have a break of a few weeks, and then we're doing a three-week run at the Bread and Roses Theatre in London.
And I suppose the obvious question is the weather. How do you cope with that?
We play regardless.
Excellent.
If the audience are there, we will do the performance. Sometimes we get wet, but I've got a very good feeling about this summer. And it's proved good so far.
Brilliant.
The rain's been there on the days when we haven't been performing.
I have the impression, Michael, that you are looking to appeal to not just people who are real sort of fans of Shakespeare, but you're looking to appeal to a wider audience, people who perhaps wouldn't necessarily normally think about going along to see Shakespeare. Is that right?
Yes, indeed, because, that's how it would have been originally. When you consider that Shakespeare's Globes Theatre could seat up to 3,000 people, and an awful lot of those would have had no formal education whatsoever. So he wrote his plays with identifiable characters and plots and an element of fun in them that would appeal to anyone, and that's what we try to do. We've had young people in the audience, 4 or 5 year olds who actually have been quite spellbound with what's going on. I'm not going to pretend they would understand everything at that age, but we do try to make it as clear as possible, and there's a lot of energy and a lot of fun and a lot of action in the production.
I'm getting the impression that you as a cast and as a director, as a company, have a lot of fun performing these, a lot of hard work as well, but I'm sure that that energy and that enthusiasm must come across to the audience as well. Michael, we need to leave it there, but do tell us when you are going to be appearing at Ingatestone Hall.
Yes, we are at Ingatestone Hall. I'm just double-checking the date for you here. On Monday, the 13th of June.
So that's Monday week, isn't
at
it?
At 7 o'clock in the evening. And tickets are available. You can telephone on 01277-353-010, or tickets can be bought online via the Festival Players website, which is www.thefestivalplayers.co.uk.
Excellent. And are you looking beyond this tour, beyond Hamlet?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. I'm already looking at a script. Next year we're planning to do The Merry Wives of Windsor.
Oh, fantastic. That's brilliant stuff. Michael, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.